right? Can that be right? That isn't right.
Of course it's not right, because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious goals committee. And I'm walking out of my office, close the door behind me. We gotta go upstairs into the kitchen here to grab a couple things, including but not limited to my tea, which is in the microwave, being reheated, and got the tea, and now we got to grab the dupe. There it is, because I've had an interesting morning, and oh crap, here comes the kitty. Yeah, hi, meow, I thought you were sleeping. Oh, did I wake you up when I opened the garage door? Yes, oh no, I'm so sorry I woke your fluffy butt up. Oh my god, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry I woke you up, because now you might only get 22 and a half hours of sleep today. Oh no. Because cats. Yeah, that's just a new bag. Okay. I need to sort of get into this. I need to get started on dubious goals committee. So you can sit there and smell the sugar, or we can get some water. How about that? You want some kitty water? Everybody wants kitty water. All right, well, somebody's getting kitty water, whether they want it or not. I have just been that well trained as a cat bartender. Here's your kitty water, not even looking at me or paying any attention. Apparently, the plastic bag that's holding the sugar is what much more interesting. Whoa, was that such an interesting bag? You never seen a plastic bag before? Okay, I don't know why you're walking over to the door. We can't go outside. It's been raining. It's cool again, but at least it's a little bit warmer than it was. It's above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, we're talking like, it's about 10 degrees C, maybe less.
Now, do you know metric systems?
Pippa says, I've never met metric system. All right, so we're not putting up with this shenanigans anymore. We're grabbing the dupe. We're going downstairs. Because I got to tell you what has happened to me. I mean, I'm not even that organized. You need to understand that I just walked back in the door. I need to write some stuff down before I forget it. Otherwise, okay, hold on a second. Let's put this down. Okay. What's happening here? Nobody knows. All right. Let's start from the top. And this is one of those things, I'm not sure how far back I need to start this story, but it goes like this. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that recently I've been complaining because there's a mouse in my house. There's a mouse in my walls. He's making me a little bit crazy. And I'm not happy. I'm not happy because he stinks. And the truth of the matter is there may not be a mouse in my house, there might be multiples, although I never hear more than one at any given time. But I'm willing to admit that a mouse may have died in my walls because there's a bad smell coming from over there. All right, so I thought, okay, it's time to get the mice out. We do not need to have the mice in my house because this is not where they live. This is where I live. The mice live outside. And I'm not willing to start trapping them yet. Even though there are safe traps that don't kill animals, with mice, these are still kind of dangerous because mice need to eat a lot and often. And if they get trapped and you don't, you know, get them out of the trap within a day, then, you know, they die. So being as I don't want to kill any mice because that would just be rude. That would just be rude to mice. And why would I be rude to mice? Yes, they're being rude to me, but being as I am the superior life form, I don't need to be rude back to them. So I thought, okay,
I'll smoke them out. I'll burn down my house to get rid of the mice. No. No. What I started thinking was, aha, I'll smoke them out. Obviously, I can't use traps. I can't use poison. I can't do anything like that. So I thought, fear. I will dominate through fear. And that's the problem with wild animals. That's why they get killed. It's because, you know, they don't have fear of humans. And so they, regardless, you can look that up on your own. So I thought, what do I need to do to instill fear into the hearts of mice? What scares mice the most? Cats? I have a cat, but my cat can't get into the walls. And so I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll start collecting my cat's urine. Now, that's not as weird as it sounds. My cat pees in a box. All I got to do is, you know, scoop up the litter that has the kitty pee in it. Okay, and I can collect this, and I can put this in little cans, and I can put this in places where I know the mice will be close to it. There's places in my basement where I can sort of access where walls are, and I think I know where the mice are coming in, and et cetera, et cetera. So I got smart and thought, yeah, okay, I'll put, you know, little cans of cat pee sand around. They'll smell that. They'll think, oh, there's a cat in the territory. I better get out of here, right? You know, we're trying to set off some deeply ingrained mouse fear. Okay, right? We're talking, what, hypothalamus type? I don't remember. Don't need to get into brain stuff right now, because sometimes it's not about brains. So, after a few days of having little cans of cat pee around in my house, it doesn't seem to be doing anything. That's when I got the idea to smoke them out. What's the other thing animals are afraid of? Fire. The smell of smoke means fire. Run away, run away, run away. So I thought, okay, I can't just burn stuff. Oh, I have an idea. So I thought, I'll start burning incense. I like incense, and I usually have some around. And so for the last day or two, I've been burning incense in strategic areas, thinking that, two birds with one stone. One, smoke will scare the mice. They'll think there's a fire. They'll run away. And two, incense smells good. So it sort of helps cover up the bad smell that's coming from the wall over there. Okay? Right? Brilliant, right? So that's the plan. That's the brilliance of the, you know, strike fear in the hearts of mice plan. Uh-huh. I know. Brilliant, right? So, last night I realized I'm kind of running low on incense. I don't have very much. I need to get some more and blah, blah, blah. And so when I woke up this morning, I thought, you know, I got a little bit of time before Dubious Goals Committee starts. I could run to the store. I could go to the grocery store and pick up a couple of things like I need, like butter, sugar, bread. What else did I buy? Butter, sugar, bread. I bought some. Oh, I bought crisp rice cereal. And I was going to get some candy, and I thought, no. So then while I was out, and I was on that side of town, my side of town, north side, I thought, you know, I'm going to run over to Gurung Brothers and get some of that incense. Now, this isn't my favorite incense, but it's like my second or third favorite incense. I didn't want to drive all the way to the other place, and I thought, I haven't been to Gurung Brothers in a while, blah, blah, blah. So I drove down there. It's really close. When I say I drove down there, you know, it's a couple blocks away. And I went into the store, and that lady was working. There's this woman that works there. She's beautiful. And it was kind of funny, because they moved the incense, but I saw it right away. The dupe. So I went over there, and I saw my favorite incense. My favorite incense that they have in that store, which is right here. Panchavati Dupe Sticks. Love this stuff. Smells yummy.
And it's very floral. It's kind of like rose. Is my phone ringing? I don't know. Panchavati perfumed dupe sticks are made from famous herbs, resinoid, sandalwood, and other best quality Indian perfumes. And when I was there, that's when I noticed that, oh, they got some more stuff. They got some new stuff. So I splurged. I splurged. Oh, boy, did I splurge. I got some super dupe. I got some... I can't even read it because I do not read Bhutanese. Oh, here's some English. It says, Bhutan incense, known to soothe and calm the mind. A thousand-year-old tradition from Bhutan, the land of medicinal herbs. And then it says cool stuff like Kuinga Choling Pyozokang Galefu Bhutan. Phone number. Website. Email address. And then there's a seal here for winning the Royal Government of Bhutan's Certificate of Achievement in Entrepreneur of the Year, Small Scale, 2013. Right. Yummy. So I got some fancy, super awesome Bhutanese incense. And this was a little pricier, you know? This Panchavati dupe sticks, they're only 60 cents a box, and you get 10 thin sticks. The other stuff cost me some money, like $5. But each stick is 20 centimeters long, 5 centimeters thick. And how many did I get here? I love this packaging, but it makes it hard to count. Okay, so there's 5, 10, 15. That's like 20, maybe two dozen sticks. I don't know. So I'm going to light that up. And so I grabbed the incense. I'm thinking, oh, I should check to see if they reordered my candy. Yes, they did reorder my candy, and they got a dozen bags of it. Thank you, Gurung Brothers. What's that guy's name? Bikram Gurung? Anyway, I'd like to thank him for reordering my candy. So I grabbed all the stuff, and I take it up to the counter to the woman, and she's on the phone. Talking to somebody in a language that I don't immediately recognize. It could be Hindi, it could be Bhutanese, it could be any number of things. And she starts ringing up my stuff, and she puts her phone down. The person on the phone is still talking to her. She hasn't said anything to me. And she's talking to a person on the phone while she's ringing my stuff up, and then other people walk in the door. Namaste, 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 and they start talking to each other, and everybody's talking to everybody else except me. And normally I would feel bad, or possibly even insulted, but I knew what was going down. I know what's up. You know, her English skills aren't super great, and so it's not like she can engage me or anything. And it's to the point where she can't tell me how much I owe her. So she has to, you know, point at the cash register display. And I'm like, yeah, cool, I get it. And I'm smiling, and I hand her the money, and she gives me the change back. And I'm like, hey, see you later. Okay, bye. Now, yeah, I just took 13 minutes to set this up. This is the part where it gets interesting. Other than the part where I got new incense, yeah, I mean, and I'm pretty excited about this. I got it right here. Can't wait to light some of this up. I know what else you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, do you realize that you just went 13 minutes without drinking any tea? I know. Scary, right? Oh, yeah. I've been a big fan of Bhutanese and Nepalese stuff. We do have a growing population of Nepalese and Bhutanese people here in town. I first started running into them about, it's been many decades ago. But yeah, I met some Bhutanese guys that I worked with, and I worked with them for a while. Pretty cool guys, I thought. And then about 10 years ago, before I lived in this house, I lived in an apartment complex that had a great deal of Nepalese families. which was also awesome. Now here's where my day sort of took a weird turn. The grocery store that I went to, Gurung Brothers, to get the dupe, to get the incense, is in this tiny little strip mall on a corner that has maybe, what, one, two, maybe five or six shopping bays in it total. And the grocery store takes up like three. And the next to that is a laundromat. Then on the end is a clothing store and slash jewelry store that is also immigrant owned. And then I noticed there was something new. Normally there was like a blank empty bay. There's been an empty bay in this strip mall forever. But as I was pulling out of the parking lot, I noticed, oh, there's something in there now. And I looked up at the sign and I couldn't tell what it was because somebody literally just took a blue magic marker and was writing a handwritten sign on the front of a building. And I thought, okay, this is Tobe level awesomeness. I have to check this out. I turned my car around and I pulled up to this place and I was trying to read the sign and I sort of really couldn't. But once I got close enough, I sort of could. The place wasn't open, but it was the, what do they call it? The Nepalese Language Center or something like that? Or I can't remember what it's called now, because I did not write this down as soon as I walked in the door. But it's a one bay little area, and they've got some papers, and that wasn't open, and there's some paper signs, but there was also some other legitimate stuff. And this is a place where, what do they do there? Well, they teach English and some other things. And so basically it's sort of immigrant services for, the Himalayan community, the Tibetans that are here, the Nepalese and the Bhutanese people who, we got. And the thing that was cool about this was they said that they offered a music class. But that's the annoying thing. There was no schedule. There was no nothing. There wasn't even posted hours of when this office was open. So I got to do a bunch of research because they said, okay, we have this and then this is coming soon. We're going to have yoga and English classes and basic computer skills classes and music classes and this, that, and the other thing. But it's not totally up and running yet. And I saw that sign that said music classes and I thought, okay, are you teaching music classes? Because I would like to take a music class where I learn to play Nepalese music. I'm hip. I'm ready to go, dude. What's it cost? I'll pay you anything. Oh, wait, I don't have any money. Oh, do you need any help? I happen to speak English quite well, and I'm pretty sure I can teach it. I also know something about computers and can teach basic computing skills. So now I'm thinking I've found a place for me. Have I found a place that needs me? I don't know. I'm going to go back to this place if I can ever find out when it's open. I'm going to jump on my computer here in a minute. And walk into this place, say, this music class, what's it about? Blah, blah, blah. I want to take it. Oh, well, we need somebody to teach music classes. Well, Or, I could probably do something along those lines if I had to, but I was really excited. If I can learn music, then maybe I can trade taking that class for teaching other classes. I've got to walk in there and say, do you need me? Do you need my help? What can I do for you to get this going? Do you need somebody to teach you English? Do you need somebody to teach you basic computer skills? I can do this. Let's get this going. And now I can't even remember what the place is called. But they do have a website, and it was, what, USNLS? I don't know. Now I'm going to have to relook all this stuff up. Now, see, and here's the part where I lied. I didn't even tell you the story in the right order. The truth of the matter is I went to Gurung Brothers first, and I bought the dupe, and then I saw this place, and I was all surprised and everything. And then I went to the grocery store, and at the grocery store, this is what I'm thinking about all this stuff. I'm not even sure I bought all the things that I needed, because I've been thinking about this place. And I was thinking and thinking and thinking, and then I couldn't remember the name of the place, and I actually drove back there to check it out again. And then I came home. And now I still can't remember what this place is called. So I'm going to have to look it up, figure it out, blah, blah, blah. Huh. I don't know. And so maybe, just maybe, I might have something to do soon. Just maybe I'll have a purpose in life. What purpose is that? I don't know. Help teach people who want to learn English how to speak English? Yeah, I could do that. That's not a difficult prospect to me. Then I could hang out with Nepalese people and, you know, learn how to play Nepalese music and get Nepalese instruments, and we could have an awesome band. Because let's face it, all this talk about volunteering my time and giving of myself, come on. This is just a cover for my very selfish desire to have a band. It's all about me, kids. It is all about me. So yeah, where am I going with this? I don't know. Basically, I'm excited that I got new dupe. I'm glad I got some new incense so I can, you know, smoke the damn mice out. It sounds insane the more I say it. And all of this problem, this whole problem with stinky mice has led me to believe that, or has actually led me to re-believe that I could, you know, teach English. I could give back to my community. I do love immigrants. I want more exotic people living in my neighborhood. This is just, and you know, it's just so selfish. I feel terrible. Why? Because I love awesomeness. I want to see more awesomeness. I want to eat awesome food. I want to listen to awesome music. I want to just hang out with awesome people who don't speak English very well. Because that's way funner than all of the boring people I've been stuck with my entire life. Oh. So that's the plan here. I'm going to selfishly do whatever I want under the guise of helping the less fortunate and, you know, helping immigrants. And God, I'm a terrible person. But I knew that already, and I've kind of come to grips with it. I don't feel too bad for being a horrible person, just a little bit bad for being a horrible person. Yeah, so anyway. Why are we sitting here? We need to be looking this thing up. And now that I've actually put some thought into it, I think I have come across this organization before. It seems to me, a couple years ago, I was looking for something to do, and I did think about teaching English. I volunteered to teach English. And I remember, you know, looking up a bunch of places where I could do this. You know, we've got tons of immigrants. So there's different organizations. Instead of there being one big umbrella organization, everything is sort of broken up into ethnic group. You know, so immigrants from the Sudan
sort of have their own setup, and immigrants from Laos sort of have their own setup. And that's what's happening now with the Nepalese and Bhutanese. This is all coming together, right? So I was looking into that some time ago, and I remember emailing some people but never hearing back. But this is very convenient for me. Having the Nepalese Language Center, or NLS, it would be NLC. What? See, the funny thing is what's on their sign is not what their website is and is not what's written on the door. So it's like, okay, I understand I'm hip, but... but it's confusing. And so, this is great. You know, this place isn't even a mile from my house. It's no hassle for me to get there. I don't have anything else to do in my life. I don't have a job. So, the big question now becomes, how do I get a hold of these people? Yeah, well, they have a website, and that's great and all, but I don't have the best computer if the website is the newest, latest, and greatest HTML 99.6 with Java and Flash and all these new cool computer things. I have a fancy terminal. And so if you're not giving any consideration to all possible users when you designed your website, that means that Tobe might not be able to get a hold of you. So, yeah, this is something we need to look into. At least our little Tobster does. And I want to right now, but look what movie's coming on right now, right here on the 84 channel. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, starring Steve Martin and Michael Caine. What a great, great movie. Oh, and what's her name? Gwen Hadley. I can't remember her name, and I don't care. There's something else that's going to be on later today that I wanted to see. And remembering that it's on the Classic Movie Network. That's not on. Oh, yeah, Hooper. The Burt Reynolds movie Hooper is on later. I got to watch that. I haven't seen that since I was a kid. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think I saw Hooper in the theaters. It's just, what a crazy thought that is. But let's face it, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was so classic. And one of the reasons I loved it, and here in the beginning of the scene, here's Michael Caine taking the pearls off of Lady Fanny. You remember Lady Fanny? Lady Fanny of Omaha. I love it when fictional characters come from the real place where I live. And I heard Grand Funk Railroad doing America. We're an American band. They mention Omaha. Where else did I hear Omaha recently? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I got to look up this Nepalese Language Cultural Learning Center and all that stuff. You've been listening to the Dubious Language Cultural Center Committee, a show that airs every day, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go burn some new incense. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.